This is March 20th, 1981. I'm Sandra Curtis speaking with Cy Morris in his offices in Houston, Texas. And I thought we could begin today, Cy, just starting with your background in Texas and your beginnings. First of all, the fact that you're a native Texan makes you pretty unique.
Well, I guess so, although there were a number of us that went through all this together. I was born in Madisonville, Texas, which is about halfway between here and Dallas. And when I was a two-year-old baby, well, my family moved to Houston. It's sort of interesting because the reason that they moved to Houston, my mother had been a school teacher, having graduated from what was then called the Sam Houston State Teachers Normal in Huntsville. And Dad was, they got married in Madisonville, and Dad was a merchant and an auditor. And they read in the paper that the Rice Institute was being created, and it would be a tuition-free college. And since their finances were pretty near the bottom of the line, they decided that the only way that they could get a child educated was to get him to Houston where he could get a free education.
Fantastic.
And actually, that's what happened.
No. Well, if you were 2 years old when you moved to Houston, you must have had very far-sighted parents that were already thinking about your education at Rice.
Yes, and another factor of some interest was that they were the first of the family, country family, in Madisonville who came to Houston. And they became sort of the conduit or the gateway where all the rest of both mother's and dad's family moved to Houston over a period of years. So actually, as you can imagine, small country towns in more or less East Texas were not very populated, and they just depopulated starting about the time of World War I. Mm-hmm. All the people moved to bigger cities.
Right. So you don't, your memories of Madisonville probably are just visiting relatives and...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Used to go to Madisonville on the train. You'd take a train from Houston to Navasota and transfer to another, what they called a spur, and get to Madisonville after lunch. And in later years of my youth, when we were about 8 or 10 years old, well, we were able to drive mm-hmm. a car from Madisonville to Houston. They used to, I remember one time I came to Houston from Madisonville on a cotton truck. Cotton mm-hmm. was the big product then, you know, the big farm product. And that took about the same amount of time as a train, about half to three quarters of a day.
Wow. What schools did you go to when you were in Houston?
I started out at Fannin School, which was a marvelous little old two-story with an elevated two-story building down on Louisiana and 2M, mm-hmm. named for Mr. Fannin, of course, the hero. And I went for the first five grades there, and then to Sidney Lanier, which is over on Woodhead in West Ava.
Right.
And from there, we had to wait a half year to get into Sidney Lanier because it wasn't finished. They hadn't got it built. And the same thing happened when they changed San Jacinto from a junior high school to a senior high school. And I was graduated from San Jacinto High School in 1931. I started in school, obviously, 10 years earlier. We only had 11 grades in those days, and I was in a class which... was very, very progressive, and carried me along with it. And we finished the 11 grades in 10 years. I had to go to mm-hmm. summer school one summer at the old Sam Houston High School, which was down in the middle of downtown, mm-hmm. since been torn down, right. as well as Fannin School. I think Fannin School burnt down, but they tore down Sam Houston.
And did you follow to Rice as your parents had planned?
Yes, I did. And that was an interesting experience, too, because my grades weren't particularly good, and I made the application and